Oh boy, that's going to be a big week for anybody out there looking to buy their first home or maybe their first investment property. Here's why. This week, the Federal Reserve is going to meet and they're going to tell us what they're going to do at interest rates. But before we get there, because I'm going to go over that here shortly and I'm going to give you my expectations on what they're going to do at this meeting, the next meeting, and even the next meeting, the last one of 2022, to let you guys know where I think rates are going to be by the end of the year, and then my expectations are going into 2023. But you can see all over the headlines right now, stocks slip ahead of rates continue to march higher ahead of the Fed meeting this week. So they're meeting this week. Another piece of the agenda right here is more home builders, lower prices as sentiment falls to a ninth straight month. Well, why is all this really going on? Why is the stock market falling and why are home prices coming down? Let me put this in a little more of a microscope for you guys so you can completely understand what's going on. The first piece of this puzzle is this. What is the definition of inflation? Well, you can probably get 50,000 different views of this, but I want to take you to Investopedia so we can define it via this. So at least it gives us that in context so we can move forward from there. So what is inflation? Inflation is a rise in prices, which can translate as a decline in purchasing power. The rate at which purchasing power drops can be reflected in the average price increase of a basket of goods and services over a period of time. Okay, so what they do, here's how inflation is monitored. They take a basket of goods, and in there is food and energy and housing and all this stuff, and they measure it. They take a snapshot today, and they look at it next month and say, okay, from the today to next month, how much has prices adjusted? That's the inflation rate. So when you see, the core CPI and the CPI and all that, it kind of takes all that data into account. And then it gives us a percentage, okay? So on how much the prices increase month over month and year over year. So inflation down through here, you can see inflation is the rate that prices rise. Or it could also be decline, but that wouldn't be called inflation. The most commonly used inflation index are the consumer price index and the wholesale price index. So remember last week we went over the consumer price index. It was at a record high. Well, it's coming off the record high, but we're still at 8.1. That was more aggressive than a lot of analysts expected. So what is or how does the Federal Reserve, what they're doing, make really sense when it comes to housing? Well, let's look at just some basic supply demands. All right. This is just saying if you have excess demand, which we have in today's market because of the policies of the government and the Federal Reserve putting way too much stimulus in the system, thus creating people with too much money, too much assets. And what are they doing with this those assets? Well, we're not a nation of savers, so we spend. So here's the chart. If you have excess demand, meaning we have more money, so we want to spend that money. So we have excess demand for units. What happens to that? Well, it pushes up the prices of things. That's in its basic terms. The next piece of this puzzle is, well, how much does housing account for the CPI number? Because if we go and take the biggest component of the inflation index and we really drive down that number, well, we're going to drive down that number pretty much pretty quick, pretty fast, in a big way, if we control the biggest component of that factor or that index. And the biggest component in the index is housing or shelter, which makes up 32.7% of the CPI number. So you have one industry, one segment of the industry controlling a third of the inflation numbers. Well, if I'm on the Federal Reserve and I really want to bring down inflation, what do I do? I increase mortgage rates, thus bringing down the housing or shelter cost, thus dramatically bringing down inflation. That's what the Federal Reserve is going to do. And they're in the process of doing that right now. How do we know? Well, here's where mortgage rates are, where they started the year, and where we are today. Look where we started back in January. We were about 3.25. Where are we today? I got to get my head out of the way. We're at 6.25. I'm going to show you those numbers next. So that's the reason why the Federal Reserve is really, really focused in on the housing piece of the puzzle, because it's the biggest part of the inflation index. So if they can drive down that number, it's going to drive down the core number, or I'll say the overall CPI number, dramatically and fast. So why are you really here? Well, it's in context to this. Let's get over to how this news is affecting us today in the regards of mortgage rates. So what we want to do first is go to the headlines. What is out today? Well, the only thing out today so far is building permits. And we know that probably is going to start coming down. It should at least stabilize to start deteriorating from here. And then the rest of the week, all we're really considering right now, or all we really care about, is like every other market right now, is the Fed, the Fed, the Fed. So that's what we're going to focus in on. So between today and Wednesday, all we're going to do is talk about the Fed, what they're going to do, and why they're going to do that. So the reason why you're here basically is to figure out where mortgage rates are going today. So to do that, let's look at our crystal ball. So this is the mortgage-backed security market. This is the bond that trades on Wall Street that gives me a tick by tick by tick analysis of what's going on with mortgage rates. This is what's happening to the price of the bond. So as this price goes down, what you're seeing on the screen and what you've seen on this chart for months and months and months and even coming up on a year, other than this little blip right here, we see nothing but down, 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 down. Well, when this number goes down, the price of a mortgage-backed security bond goes down, rates go up. There's an inverse relationship. So again, if this number goes down, rates go up. The bigger this number goes down, the higher the rates go. Well, let's see where mortgage rates ended last week, because Mortgage News Daily hasn't posted yet today. With these numbers, I'm expecting rates to go up at least an eighth from these numbers right here. So these numbers are where we ended Friday. So we're going to even hit more record highs on mortgage rates throughout this week. But it should subside tomorrow, because I think tomorrow we'll have a pretty much of a stagnant market, as well as Wednesday, until the Federal Reserve actually announces. But these are where mortgage rates are today. These are the top six products people use when they're buying a home. And you can see them right across the board. This analysis of here, what you have on here on rates, it is not my rate. It is in a single lender's rate. It's a national average. What you're focusing in on here is if somebody was looking to buy a $500,000 home with a 740 credit score, it was going to be their primary home, and it was a single family home, what would be the interest rate? Okay, so here's what you see. You see across the board, the 30-year fix is at 6.35. It is up 0.02 from the day before. And again, guys, these are Friday's numbers. These are not Monday's numbers. So I'm expecting these to go up at least an eighth. So don't be surprised between today and tomorrow if rates don't peak out at 6.5%. But we're going to see after the Federal Reserve announcements how things go from there. So we are not locking in clients right now. We're waiting for this to subside, because I think the markets are overreacting a little bit. They're pricing in that the Federal Reserve might raise rates 100 basis points. I think that is off the table, but Wednesday is the day that we're going to find that out. So that's where mortgage rates are today. My name is Ed Danfrey. I do this every day. If you enjoy my videos and you enjoy my podcast, check out the podcast. Go to your podcast, your favorite podcast place, and just search me, Dan Frio, and you're going to find the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. That is me. Hope you enjoy that as much as you do my YouTube channels. So thanks, guys, for watching. If you want to check out more about me and my team, all you have to do is go to therateupdate.com. Check it out. We are a federally chartered mortgage brokerage. Love to help you out anywhere in the country, as well as Puerto Rico. So God bless, guys. Thanks for watching. Don't forget to give us a thumbs up. Subscribe down below. Hit the bell every time I post a video. You get alert. I'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.